Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode. Welcome, everyone. My name is Solu. I'm a Christian dating coach, and I specialize in helping women of faith meet the right men for marriage, date the right men for marriage, rather. So I'm just going to be answering any questions that you have around dating, just sharing my thoughts around what I've seen women of faith struggle when it comes to the dating scene and how I can provide help with that, okay? So firstly, my one-on-ones are open. So if you want to work with me on a one-on-one basis, if you want my one-on-one insight into your dating dilemmas, you want to get clarity around what exactly you're doing wrong, how you can make adjustments to start attracting men you can marry, definitely click the link in my bio to apply or send me a DM saying marry. So here's the common thread that I'm seeing. There's a lack of understanding around what exactly you're meant to be doing as a woman of faith while you're waiting to meet the right man for you. Firstly, you have the ability to choose. You can always choose the person that you want to settle down with. You can always choose the person that you want to go on dates with. You can always choose the person that you want to give your time. You can always choose the way in which you want your time to be spent when it comes to how you give attention to different men, the expectations and the experiences that you're trying to curate around your own dating process, what exactly you want to see that's different in the way you're dating. The problem is, you're not doing any of these things. You're not choosing your dating experiences. You're not choosing the kind of men that you want to date. You're not choosing the way you want to be treated. You are just reacting based on what you are seeing. So if he doesn't call you, if he doesn't text you, if he doesn't stick to a time that you're supposed to meet, you react. You don't respond. A reaction means that you are just going with whatever feels natural to you at that moment. If you're angry, you express it. If you're upset, you express it. If you want to go quiet, you express it. Problem with that is it is not going to get an effective response. With different men, your reactions are not going to get a permanent effective response. They may say, I'm sorry for the short term and do it again for the long term. They may say, okay, fine, we're going to make adjustments and you still end up with the same pattern. Because reactions do not get effective responses. So the way you are dating is not effective in the long run. That's basically what I'm saying. You're not going to get effective results with your current dating patterns. You're not going to get effective results with your current dating experiences. You're not going to get permanent, long-lasting results with the way you're approaching the dating scene because you're not consistent in the way you are curating the experiences you want with men. So what do I mean by that? You say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm just giving an example that comes to mind. I'm not going to take this anymore. You need to be more serious. But you keep taking it for another 2-3 months and years after. You say, what are we doing? We need to get into an exclusive relationship. If not, we're going to end things here. But you're still in that situationship months and years later. You are not dating in a way that complements the results that you desire, which is a healthy relationship that leads to long-term commitment maritally. You're not dating in that way. You're not attracting that quality of experience from men. That's the first thing. The other thing I see is you keep repeating the same patterns. So what do I mean by this? Whether you take a break, that's why I'm personally not a fan of when you say, oh, you know, I'm taking a break from dating. That doesn't solve anything, except you want to take a break from dating as a whole when it comes to, for this period of time, I just want to be single. I just want to focus on my purpose. That is different than taking a break based on, I want to break this pattern. That is not going to get a result. It's different from, for instance, let me give you another example. Saying I'm going to take a break from exercising because I want to focus on other things. You know, I don't have the capacity right now to include exercise. I have a particular deadline I want to make sure I meet. That's different from saying you're taking a break from exercising because your legs hurt. It doesn't, but a lot of you are doing the second,
you know, the second example I just gave, you're taking a break from dating because your heart hurts. You've gone through heartache, heartbreak. You're tired. You're frustrated. Taking a break doesn't solve anything. Taking a break is meant to serve a purpose. If the purpose is to change the way you're dating, that is not the effective thing to do. Taking a break is not going to change your dating experiences. It's not going to magically introduce you to better suitable men. It's not going to magically make you more attractive. It's not going to do any of those things.
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
So don't use taking a break as an excuse from actually confronting and dealing with the reality of how you're currently experiencing dating. So your patterns need to change. Like, you need to pay attention to, and this is something, this is literally the first area of the Dating to Marry program. We look at your patterns because you are the common denominator in all your relationship experiences, whether you've been or you haven't been in a relationship, you've been or haven't been married before, you're currently talking to someone, you're in a situationship, you are the common denominator in all those experiences. So you will have patterns. We all have patterns. I have patterns. You have patterns. Patterns in your daily life, patterns in the way you go about your routine, patterns in the way you go about your work, your projects, travel. You will also have patterns in dating. You will also have patterns when it comes to relationships. So it's important to be able to identify your patterns so that you can start to see differences in differences that you can practically put in place. That is a more strategic approach. That's why I'm always about dating strategically, dating with a clear destination in mind. If you are not aware of your patterns, you will repeat the same thing again and again and again. It's not because God said it's not your time. It's not because there are no men. It's not because godly men are scarce. It's not because you can't meet people. It's just because you keep repeating the same pattern. It's actually that simple. You keep repeating the same pattern. So that's why the first thing we address in the Dating to Marry program, my one-on-one program, is we look at your patterns. What are your patterns? What are areas that you keep seeing a consistent cycle when it comes to men? You know, some of you may find that at a particular point in your relationships, they always break down. You may find that you keep attracting the same personality types, you keep having the same roadblocks, the same issues, the same conversations with different men. Those are clear indicators of patterns. Those are not the patterns themselves, but they are clear indicators of the fact that there's a pattern in that particular space, okay? So for instance, if you have a headache, if your mouth is sore, those are symptoms that indicate that you're sick. You know, you could potentially have malaria or whatever it is, but those are symptoms that show you're sick. Same thing with patterns. When you're seeing the same issues around the same areas, those are indicators that that is where you need to do work. That is where you need to focus your attention. That is where you need to reassess the way you're approaching that particular space. And that's what we do firstly in Dating to Marry. When I work with you one-on-one, the first area we address is your patterns. Because if you don't address that, you will keep getting the same result. It's like you don't fix a leak in a house. You fix everything else. It's not going to change the fact that the house is leaking. You're just ignoring the problem. So that's why with patterns, we address whatever the source is to make sure that you're clear on what exactly you're doing wrongly so that you can start approaching dating differently by addressing the source of the problems you keep having. Then we need to work on the way you position yourself. So when I say positioning, see, a lot of women don't know how to position themselves. An example is you think initiating a conversation with a guy means you're pursuing him, which is not true. Literally walking clients through this past weekend, we're discussing it in my group coaching program. I was discussing it with clients about how expressing your desires is what you should be doing. He's not a mind reader. He's not a psychic. You know, he's not a magician. You need to be able to clearly express your desires in a way that is easy for him to understand and to be able to see whether he can or cannot meet them. Positioning requires active participation. A lot of you are very passive participants in your dating process.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
You're passive in the sense that you're just staying still and waiting for things to happen. It doesn't work like that. It's like you're just sitting down and waiting to lose the weight. That's never going to happen. You're sitting down and waiting for a job to drop from the sky. That's not going to happen. You're sitting down and waiting to magically appear in a different location for vacation. That's not going to happen. You need to take an active step. You need to be an active participant in your dating process to get a different result. Right now, you're not an active participant. You're very passive. So that's why you keep getting the same results. That's why you keep getting the same issues with different men, because you're a passive participant in your dating process. Passive in the sense of you're waiting for the guy to approach you. You're waiting for him to ask you out. You're waiting for him to take you on a date. You're waiting for him to express interest in you. You're not engaging. You're not interacting. You're not initiating. So you're very passive. That's why you keep attracting men that do not want to take any responsibility, that do not want to be emotionally available, that are financially reliant on you, that are very feminine in their approach. What I mean by that is they want you to lead. They don't know how to cover. Covering is basically if they don't know how to protect and provide. Basically, they don't know how to protect, provide, and preserve. They're incapable of doing that because you're passive. That is why you keep getting that same result. And that's what you need to adjust, okay? That's the second area that we handle in my one-on-one program. And that's why we've been able to effectively get our clients to break patterns that they've repeated for years. That's why our clients are meeting quality men. That's why our clients are getting into quality conversations, interactions, and relationships and marriages. Because we work on your positioning. You have to be an active participant to see a result that you desire. Then finally, your presentation, whether you like it or not, and I'm just going to address the surface of this. Whether you like it or not, men are visual creatures. Okay, so if you are not, and this is more than your appearance, it's also your composure, it's your ability to be able to interact in spaces you find yourself, it's like your ability to be able to contribute, to be able to participate, you know, in a consistent way, not passively and not once in a while, but consistently. That's what I mean by presentation. Imagine you were giving a presentation in the office, you looked all shabby, your words were getting all muddled up, your, would I say, your Excel sheet or PowerPoint was a mess. No one is going to take you seriously. No matter, it doesn't matter your level of, what's it called, your intellectual capacity. Doesn't matter how many degrees you have, doesn't matter your level of experience in that industry. The point is, you are not correlating that experience with the way you are presenting yourself. And that's what a lot of women don't understand when it comes to dating. It doesn't matter the fact that you are very financially capable, you are emotionally intelligent, you are a smart lady. The point is, no one can see that. You're not presenting yourself in that way. You're not communicating your value in that way. It is not being perceived that way. The way you are currently positioning yourself, the way you are currently putting yourself out there, is not correlating with what you have to offer. They are completely mismatched. He doesn't care that you're intelligent and so on and so forth, you're financially independent. He doesn't care. The point is, it's not translating into the way you are communicating, the way you're conversing, the way you're presenting yourself. That is the point. That is the only point that matters. And why we address this in the Dating to Marry program is, you know, as a woman of faith that is professionally capable, intelligent, has a relationship with God, you need to be able to translate that into how you interact with men, because they are also looking for capable partners. But the way you're currently presenting yourself is like you're incapable of providing that level of support. So don't be surprised if he's talking to you for months and then he switches up, and in the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, he's in a whole other serious relationship and you've been trying to get there for the past 2 years, because you are not communicating that desire in a way that makes it clear that you are able to provide that level of partnership. Okay. So guys, this was a very quick, but yeah, those are the areas that I see are common patterns when it comes to the way women are approaching dating that is making it frustrating, that is making it difficult. You don't know how to address your patterns. Your positioning is off kilter. It's very passive. It's not productive. Your presentation is all over the place. So it's not going to be possible to attract the kind of partner you want. You're making it very difficult. Okay, and I'm going to give you one final example. Imagine you want to work for a very well-known, a global and an international organization. You're not putting any applications out there. You're not working on your resumes. You're not tailoring your resume to the job that is currently available. You show up anyhow for interviews. When I say anyhow, you're not well-dressed. You're not audible. You know, you talk in a very scattered way. Your presentation is all muffled. Will you give you the job? Will you give yourself the job? No. No. Not because you're not a nice person. Not because you're not a kind person. Not because you're not a thoughtful person. But because you know that this person is not capable of carrying out that position. Capable of carrying out the responsibilities in that position. But that's how a lot of you are dating. You're going about the same process. You're going about the same patterns and expecting a different outcome. You're showing up all shabby, you know, unable to communicate your desires, completely inaudible, unattractively trying to present yourself. You don't know how to be an active participant, and you say you want quality interactions with me. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. It's not your location. It's not your age. It's not your relationship background or whatever. It is literally just the way you're positioning yourself, your patterns, and your presentation. And if you want my help on this, if you're ready to do the work, you want to start dating quality men. You want to start entering relationships that you know can lead to marriage. Like we've done with our clients, you know, that like we've made possible for women that I have worked with. Then just click the link in bio to apply for my one-on-one program, Dating to Marry. Or you can send me a DM saying marry. And we'll have a conversation. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you share this with a friend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.